Yeah, so it was good to have both Emmanuel and Jordan available, and we tried to mix it up and show them different guys back there just for different looks. But we have complete confidence in JT that he could return it as well. So, but it was good to have Emmanuel back there because he's done it in the past. He's a veteran guy, and he does have that extra speed, the extra gear. So it was good.
How do you think going that same formula this week?
That's a good question. We kind of been playing it all week. By ear, a bunch of guys been getting catches and returns in practice, so that'll be a decision that Coach makes on Sunday. Yeah.
How do you feel your unit responded last week from the previous week?
I thought the guys responded well. We had a really good week of practice on teams, and we did that again this week as well, and we stepped it up a notch in the classroom as well. The guys understood that, hey, we got to be accountable too for not only what we do in the classroom, on the practice field, and in games. So we all had a heart-to-heart and looked in the mirror and bounced back last week and played better on special teams.
Was there a change in the game plan going into last week where early in the game for kickoffs you're just going to keep them in the end zone and not take them out?
No, that's something that we decide every kick, kind of depending on the game situation, who we have back there. Weather obviously plays a role in it as well. So that's something that Vance and I talk about before every kickoff.
Mm-hmm. Weather reports supposed to be pretty crazy.
Yeah, that's what we heard. It's supposed to be some rain out there. So yeah, we'll be ready for it.
Mm-hmm. What does Isaiah have to do? What can he show you in practice that he's ready to go back in there?
Yes, yeah, so Zay's just got to keep working on his catching technique, and we're going to keep putting him in situations and practice. Try to stress him. And then, after practice and before practice as well, with working off of both a live leg and off the jugs machine, and eventually he'll earn our confidence back, and we'll see where we are.
Vance was saying yesterday that with a quarterback, it's sometimes hard to know exactly if they're ready until they're in the game. Is that the same with Isaiah? That at some point you're going to have to take a deeper faith and say, think he's good?
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that's accurate because you really never know until the old saying goes, this, until the real bullets start flying, until they're out there in the thick of it. And so you just prepare them to the best of your ability, and you make sure that they are crossing the T's, dotting the I's, and doing everything they're supposed to do in practice, and then you put them out there. And at a certain point in time, you got to roll with it. You got to have confidence in a guy and go.
You don't practice in the rain much. Can you simulate in kickoffs and returning, catching in wet conditions?
Yeah, you can with a wet ball drill, and you do that for your operation on field goal and punt as well. So yeah, those are things that we all do. We take into account, especially looking forward to the forecast, and yeah, so that does help you.
All right. Yeah.
Good. Thank you guys. Appreciate it.